Okay, we're recording.
We are back in regular session at 2:10 p.m. The floor is open if there are any questions anyone wants to ask of Ms. Garland, or if there are suggestions as to what course of action you are leaning toward.
I had a question for Ms. Garland.
Go ahead, Victoria.
So, in the police report, it states that when they took the vehicle, that they had found an open container that was still cold and about half full. I was just wondering kind of what your input is on that and kind of what happened in that moment.
I'm sorry, I don't understand the question. What do you mean, what happened?
If the police consider that you were drinking while driving, or if that was something that had happened previously to driving?
Oh, yeah, that was from previous, and this is why there wasn't any sort of a charge with that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Ms. Garland, what setting do you work in?
I'm doing home health, pediatric, and teletherapy, because our clinic has been closed. So.
Ms. Garland, speaking for myself, I took the recommendations from the evaluator as recommendations rather than suggestions that if you felt a need, you should pursue. Would you agree with my thinking? Or
that's not what he told me when we were doing the evaluation. Because at the end it said, are you going to recommend, what are you going to recommend? And he said, I think that you are, on the scale of if you have a problem, I'm on the lowest end possible, but I need to finish everything up and complete those four order classes, and then... He said, I don't think that there is any sort of concern with problems with me, but if you feel the need, this is what he told me. So, but if you feel that you would like me to do that, of course we'll do that. And of course we'll find a support group or... alternative to one of the others, or I'm not really sure what's available, but I would look into it and complete that.
Thank you for sharing that. And of course, we weren't there, so I feel that as a board, we really need to look at the written treatment recommendations as our basis during our decision making.
Okay, sure.
Large part of our responsibility as a board is to protect the public. So, we're looking at this very seriously. Does anybody else want to add?
Madam Chair, I am looking at this evaluation report and I see a clear diagnosis of a mild substance use disorder, and then I'm reading that treatment recommendation as a minimum requirement. So I think we're kind of along the same lines of what we're reading and how to approach a potential consent agreement.
Okay.
I think I'm also, I'm open to discussing consent agreement.
Okay, so I'm hearing that a consent agreement is an option for us to consider, and to outline the requirements within that consent agreement. It would be, it would include some kind of a recovery program of your choice. You mentioned that you would be open to that, Ms. Garland.
Yes.
And I think along with determining that, we need to get to the specifics of how many times, a week, a month. Do any of the board members have any suggestions on that?
I think maybe considering that the time frame in which the incident happened, and it's been over almost for over a year, maybe something more monthly rather than weekly.
Anyone else?
Hi, this is Chris Daly. I would also just like to point out that one of the minimum recommendations was individual counseling, and I would view that as reasonable to include in that.
Thank you, Chris.
I would agree with Mr. Daly. I think that would probably, in my opinion, that would supersede the meetings as a benefit. Or a potential benefit anyway. If we're looking at doing the meetings, I was thinking of something kind of graded, like maybe 3 to 6 months weekly, or maybe bi-weekly, and then like a probation period attached to that to maybe 1 or 2 years.
Okay. To me, a probation period of about 2 years. I know one way we can look at this is like, well, it's almost been a year, but when I look, it's like, oh, it hasn't even been a year.
So it's just your perception.
I would, Ms. Paulson, I would very much agree with the 2 year time frame. I was leaning more towards that. But.
Okay.
Show flexibility.
I appreciate that.
Ms. Garland, I also wanted to ask about the court-ordered class that you attended.
Uh-huh.
Did we receive any evidence of a satisfactory completion on that?
I did, yes. So I can send that over to whomever, if you would like that.
Well, you know, we could include that in the consent agreement.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's important.
I agree as well.
Okay.
Agree.
All right. Let's talk more about this individual counseling. Ms. Garland, do you have any comments on that, or?
You know, I don't. I'm not sure what people offer for this. I don't know. I really don't know.
Ms. Whiteford, do we have a list of board approved?
Madam Chair, no, we don't.
Okay, thank you.
I think some cognitive behavioral therapy could probably be very beneficial, potentially based on the diagnoses.
And Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Mark Harris. One of the things that you may want to consider if you're considering counseling is also just having Ms. Garland provide a copy of the evaluation to the counselor, and to incorporate the matters raised in the evaluation in the counseling session.
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's good.
I would be open to something along the lines of maybe a year of counseling, but maybe we could stay 6 months of it and assess at the halfway point.
Okay. Yeah, if we can come into agreement, yeah, like a time with individual counseling.
Andy,
open a discussing time frame and an individual counseling.
And is the board thinking that it would be that Ms. Garland would need to seek out a provider for this and submit that to the board for approval, or?
I could do that just how I did last time with Stonewall and send over all their credentials and what they offer, and then you could let me know if you approve, and then I can move ahead with that.
I would probably say a staff approve, not necessarily have to have it approved by the board, just timeline and efficiency reasons.
Okay. Mr. McAllister.
And again, Madam Chair, members of the board, this is Mark Harris. One of the things that other boards have done in the past is just very generically require that, you know, the counselor, you know, be licensed, you know, in the state, and maybe, you know, be in the area of substance abuse.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Excellent. Okay.
Does anybody feel additional continuing education would be appropriate for this case?
I do not at this time.
Yeah. No, I think just the, counseling.
I agree. And then I don't think a civil penalty would be appropriate in this case either, because she's going to be required to pay for her own counseling services. So.
Yeah, I agree with that, Mr. McAllister.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's see where we're at on this. I have a page of very scribbly notes. So, I would make a motion for a consent agreement to be offered to Ms. Garland, including the following requirements. A 2-year probationary period, requirement for individual counseling to be selected by the provider being licensed in
Madam Chair, you're getting fuzzy. If you could repeat those again, starting with 2-year probation. Sorry. Okay, it was 2 years probation, individual counseling selected by, and then I lost it.
Okay, by Ms. Garland, submitted to board staff for approval. With the requirements that the counselor be licensed in the state of Arizona and have, help me with the verbiage here, specific expertise or?
So a specialty in substance abuse counseling, maybe?
Yes. Does that sound good to everybody
on that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ms. Garland will also submit a documentation of a satisfactory completion of her court-ordered class, or was it classes, Ms. Garland?
Oh, it was many, many, many classes. Yes, it was a lot, but it is all done.
So
you'll need, and I think we had some documentation. Yes. So submitted for all your classes, your quarterly classes, to show us that they were completed successfully. And the timeline or the amount of individual counseling. What are we thinking?
I had suggested 1 year with 6 months that stayed. So 6 months, and then we could reassess at that time.
6 months, and that would be on a twice a month basis, once weekly?
I would say weekly.
Okay. Yeah, I don't. Everyone, okay. So did you get that, Ms. Wafer?
Yes, I have, the board is offering or will offer Ms. Garland a consent agreement to include 2 years of probation. Individual counseling selected by Ms. Garland and submitted to board staff for approval. The counselor must hold an Arizona license and specialize in substance abuse counseling. The term of the counseling is 1 year with 6 months of that stayed, and the frequency would be weekly meeting with the counselor. And then finally, Ms. Garland would be required to submit proof of completion of the classes that were ordered by the court. So the only thing that I don't have in here, and I don't know if it has to be part of the consent agreement, that's more of a question for Mr. Harris, is the whether or not the board approves the license, or would we handle that separately?
No, you could, you know, make that of the support. Like, subject to the conditions. The only other two things that I can, Madam Chair, with respect to the length of counseling, and this is the man, so appreciate this with me, but perhaps what we could do, make it for 1 year with the right to request early release from this requirement after 6 months support of the
Madam Chair, we have done that before.
Yeah, that sounds good. And part of the consent agreement would be that we are approving the renewal of her license through this consent agreement as long as all requirements are met. Is that the correct verbiage?
And then, Madam Chair, members of the board, the one step in it here is that you're finding the violation of 340110A, which is it's unprofessional conduct. It's your definitions and it's going to the use of alcohol.
Okay.
Mr. Harris, what was that statute again?
It was 3204110A.
Thank you.
Sure.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Harris.
I would defer to the members of the board on these type of cases if that's the violation that you find. Maybe there's one that I'm not thinking of that you use instead.
And just throwing out one other point for consideration, would it be possible to make the frequency of counseling contingent upon the provider's recommendations in fear that weekly counseling for a 6 month period could potentially be excessive, especially if it's some sort of cognitive behavioral treatment model or something to that effect?
Excellent point.
Yeah, that's
And Madam Chair, members of the board, absolutely. I think what you could do is probably put in language that, you know, a minimum of once a week, unless reckon a different frequency.
I think that's a great idea.
I do too. Thank you. Good thinking. And would the board want some documentation then that Ms. Garland is showing up for her sessions? Do we go to that length? Yes? Can you tell this is my first time putting together a consent agreement as the chair?
Madam Chair, we have done that before.
Okay. What do y'all think?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's add that.
And Madam Chair, again, this is Mark Harris, members of the board. You may want to just consider putting in a provision for quarterly reports. That'll get two reports after 6 months.
How does the board member, how do other board members feel about that? Quarterly reports? Are they sufficient?
Yeah.
I believe
so.
Okay. Yes.
See, nodding. Okay. Quarterly reports then, Ms. Whiteford, did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. So now am I going to have to repeat all this? I kind of said I was making making a motion. So do I have to repeat?
So I heard a motion for 2 years probation, 1 year's counselor, well, 1 year's counseling with the option for Ms. Garland to request to be discontinued at 6 months, weekly sessions based on the recommendation of the therapist, and those will be at her own expense. She's going to submit the report proving that the prior classes were met from the original court order. Mm-hmm. I think I got everything in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Quarterly reports.
Yeah, with the quarterly reports.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll second the motion.
Okay.
Madam, to the board, did you want to put a break in which the licensee would need to submit compliance with the court order?
I thought I said that.
Oh, you may have, and I just didn't hear it. I apologize.
We both said it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So we're good.
Ms. Whiteford, can I ask a question? Does the quarterly report have to come directly from the facility that she is going to? I believe that it was in the past, it came from the agency or the facility.
Yes.
That was coming from, not from her.
Yes.
Is that correct? I'm trying to get my notes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. So Dr. McAllister made the motion, and we had a second.
No.
We made the motion. Dr. McAllister seconded. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs is absent. Victoria Tiantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. 4-2-0. So, Ms. Garland, you will receive, is it an electronic version of this, Ms. Whiteford, or?
It will be sent via certified USPS, regular USPS, and email.
Okay. And then you will need to read and agree and sign it.
Okay.
Okay.
Can I send it online like I did before?
Yes.
Your document. Okay. And then who do I, when I find a counselor or therapist, who do I submit that to for approval? Is it you, Karen?
Yes, it would be me.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions or comment, Ms. Garland, so you understand everything that we've talked about?
Yeah, I tracked it, yes. And I don't have any other questions right now. I might, and I'll ask then. I just have a feeling that these might be like through teletherapy type counseling sessions, and I hope that would be okay, because I know I had to do the evaluation that way. So I hope that's okay. I'm going to try to find in person, but I don't know what they're doing. So,
and the board understands that.
Okay. In the
time we're living in. So, sure. And if you have any other questions or anything, you can certainly.
I have one more. As far as my license goes, will I be getting the renewed license then sent to me?
Madam Chair, if I could address that. That was what I was going to ask. And forgive me if I missed it, because I know I asked one time before and it was kind of answered, but was approval of the renewal included in this motion?
Yes.
Contingent upon receiving the executed consent agreement.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, so Ms. Garland, once you sign that consent agreement and then send it to me and I sign it, at that point your license will be renewed.
Okay.
Okay, and we'll immediately send you a certificate, first by email so you have it physically with you at work, and then also by mail.
Okay, great. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for being here today, Ms. Garland.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good rest of your meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. Moving on to board agenda number 8. CIII, Philip Rose. And Ms. Whiteford, you stated that you attempted to contact Mr. Rose, and did you ever connect?
No, Madam Chair, I was not able to, or he never called me, unless I got a call 24 minutes ago. It could have been him, but no voicemail was left.
Okay. So I guess my question is, as a board, could we make a real informed decision about his license renewal today? And I'm of the opinion that his application is incomplete. We don't have any documentation that he successfully completed his felony diversion program, which I think is pretty critical. So I would like to make a motion that the board request additional evidence from Mr. Rose. I'm not looking at you, Quentin. I know you.
I was going to say I would second the motion to direct board staff to request documentation for that.
I'm not sure that requires a motion.
Oh,
Mr. Harris.
Okay.
Madam Chair, members, but I think that's fine. Again, I'll defer to past practices, but there's no harm in making it a motion.
Okay. Yeah. So we definitely need more documentation, and you did indicate that there was a motion to dismiss.
I apologize. I've recused myself from that item, so I don't.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, that's right.
So I guess we need more than just, we need multiple pieces of information. So will you send him a letter on that?
Okay.
Is that the best way to handle it? Or do I have another option? Or we have another option?
Well, I can definitely send him a letter as well as leave him another voicemail and email.
Okay. And hopefully he'll be on the agenda for next month.
I'm kind of surprised that he hasn't responded.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to 8D. Christopher Daly and Quint McAllister. So how is this going to work here now?
You've got three people that can vote on both of those items, so.
Okay, it's going to work. All right. Okay.
So for the record, Madam Chair, Christopher Daly has recused from all of item D or just D1? Just
D1. Correct? Chris?
Correct.
Okay.
And then for item D2, Mr. McAllister is recused.
Correct.
Okay. So on agenda 9A.
Oh, Madam Chair? I'm sorry. So there would need to be a motion to approve each of those applicants' renewal applications.
Okay, so I would do that now.
Mm-hmm. Or actually, it would be to ratify. Right. It would be ratify.
Right. Okay. So, I will make a motion to ratify the license renewals of Christopher Daly and Quentin McAllister. I got to do them separately. Okay. Bear with me, folks.
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion to ratify Chris Daly's license.
Okay. Do I have a second? I will second that motion. All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marbs is absent. Victoria Chiantella?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
And Mr. Daly was recused.
All right, motion passes with majority and one recusal. All right, moving on to ratifying Quentin McAllister's license. I'll make a motion to ratify Dr. McAllister's license. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
Thank you, Chris. All in favor? Roll call.
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Charlene Marks is absent. Victoria Chiantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Motion passes. 3-0 with one.
With one recusal, yeah.
One recusal. So, Dr. McAllister, you're finally off the agenda.
Right.
It's been a long time.
3 months, 4 months.
Oh, but who's counting? All right. Moving on to agenda item 9A, the initial applications. I will make a motion to ratify the 83 initial license that were approved by the executive director. Do I have a second?
I have 84.
84.
A second?
Oh, you're right. I circled 84, but there's an 83 next to it. I like the way you keep me, focused. I would like to amend that motion to include ratifying the 84 licenses that were approved by the executive director.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
And Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Okay. Motion approved unanimously. 9B. I'll make a motion to ratify the 6 limited license applications approved by the executive director. Is there a second?
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, 9C. So now is that going to be 331 or is it minus 2? Or was that separate?
It's separate.
Okay, all right. I'll make a motion to ratify the 331 renewal licenses approved by the executive director.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Barbara Paulson?
Aye.
Victoria Cantella?
Aye.
Christopher Daly?
Aye.
Quentin McAllister?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to agenda item 10. And this is where I turn the microphone over to Ms. Whiteford.
Okay. So let's see. Item number 10A, financial report. The financial report from December is on board meeting material page 82. Near the lower right-hand corner, there's a number highlighted in green, the $10,484. That's as of January 8th. That's the amount that they are anticipating we'll have left over in our appropriation at the end of the fiscal year, which ends June 30th. This number is very inaccurate at this point. I don't know if I mentioned in meetings before, our Central Service Bureau, and for our new board members, all of our accounting goes through Central Services. They provide services for multiple agencies because the agencies don't have enough staff to be experts in everything. Anyway, they've had 100% turnover in the last 6 months, and they're very far behind. We have a lot of bills that have not been paid even since August of last year. So I don't know what still has not been paid. I'm thinking this number is probably closer to $7,000, just off the top of my head, which is still, you know, it's a good cushion. The goal would be to have just $2,000 or $3,000 left at the end to have some cushion. So hopefully CSB will get enough staff and be able to catch up on paying our bills. Okay, then moving on to item 10B, review of recent board staff activities. Vicki and I continue to work from home. Vicki goes in multiple times a week, and she's been working really hard at keeping us current on our mail. Whenever we have to send out all of these licenses, she goes in and prints them and stuffs them and puts them in the mail. Today, or between today and yesterday, I think she put in nearly 300, she packaged 300 licenses. Vicki, does that sound like the right number?
295.
Roughly.
295.
So she's, you know, been doing a really good job of covering for all three of us because, you know, Amber with the Athletic Training Board also is part of our team. Let's see, I've been following legislation, and I'll report on that at next month's meeting. Item 10C, statistics. we had a big increase in our numbers this month, and I don't know, I can't remember what the actual increase was, but we currently have 4,132 licensees. We have 89 inactive licensees, 4 open consent or active consent agreements with the next item due on March 20th. We have 12 open investigations, which I am hoping to start presenting to the board 2 per month until we get this cleared out. And then item 10E, COVID-19 related requirement waivers. That list, we granted hundreds and hundreds of waivers, and the list of waivers where we're still waiting on continuing education or fingerprints, that number is dwindling. So we are, however, still issuing fee waivers, COVID-19 related fee waivers. Any questions about that? Okay, and then my final item, item 10F, open board member position. That would be Dr. McAllister's position. He's been kind enough to stay on, even though his term has expired. I don't have an update on when that will be filled. But I can follow up with Ms. Guzman Glover, because I know when I put out that email a few months ago, there were a lot of applicants.
Okay.
So I'll try to get her on that one. Not that I'm trying to get rid of Dr. McAllister.
Fatigue has sat in, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else, Ms. Pfeiffer?
That's it for me.
Okay. Item 11, agenda items for next meeting.
I think this is probably a good time to think about getting staff member bonuses on the schedule, if that's going to be something. And I know there was an issue with we were trying to do a raise, but I think we can still do the bonus, so maybe we can get that on the board to discuss that within the next couple months so that we don't miss that fiscal year closure.
Okay. Sounds good.
And I had something else, but I can't remember now. I don't know. I thought I had something else, but...
Madam Chair?
Yes?
I would like to include legislation or bills that are in the works. And then I believe we need to get the Occupational Therapy Licensure Compact back on the agenda.
Okay. Thank you.
A therapy something or other in there too.
I'm sorry, what was the question?
Hopefully there's a teletherapy bill somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You'll give us an update next month, right? Maybe?
Oh, yes. And you're welcome. I mean, you can look on the Arizona Legislature website for that.
Okay. All right. Next, with that, call to the public.
No public.
All right, no public. Ah, those were the good old days, right? Mm-hmm. Ulster.
A lot of students.
70 students.
Yeah.
Standing room only sometimes, Victoria and Chris. Just think about it.
I miss this one.
Like, how does it
Wow.
And it shall be again at some point. Yeah. So if there is nothing else, I will adjourn this meeting at 2:55 p.m. You all.